You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by a very, very special guest, Thomas from Middle Island. Hey, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Very, very exciting times for Middle Island at the moment. You guys released your first double single as a band, properly, last Friday. It's called Cheap Perfume / Angeline. How does it feel to be releasing music?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty stoked to finally have some stuff out there that kind of reflects the band at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing kind of the same, like those two songs especially, at like every live show this year. So it's really nice to kind of be able to get people to listen to them not live.
Yeah, super cool. I want to talk a little bit about the beginning of Middle Island, and the fact that it started out as a solo project just for you, and now it's transitioned into a full band project. What's been your experience with that shift, and is there anything that you prefer about the band or miss about being solo?
Yeah, it's definitely been a really cool thing to kind of make happen. Yeah, I think when I started the project last year, I didn't really have a clue kind of what I wanted it to be. So it's been cool to kind of, I don't know, still lead it, I guess, but like being able to bring in some of my like best mates. And just like, yeah, I don't know, it's definitely made it easier, I think, for me, because it means, especially like the music side, I'm not so busy writing parts and stuff. I can kind of hand stuff off to them, and like, yeah, I think because I know everyone so well and we all get along, that I can trust them with whatever vision I have. And it's, yeah, it's really great to let it grow and get everyone else's input, and I think it just makes it a lot more fresh and interesting.
Hell yeah. And your writing process, is it just you initially and then you spread it off to the band, or is it a lot more collaborative now, would you say?
Yeah, I think the singles we've released were very much me kind of sitting in my room, just writing with like an acoustic guitar. And then, yeah, once I kind of am happy enough with it, I'll send through some voice memos or whatever, just really bad demos, and the band will kind of pick them up and they'll go, oh, this is really great, or, you know, maybe not.
Worst thing ever.
I don't know. So I think just, yeah, by doing that, they kind of naturally, I feel like the good ideas grow and the bad ideas kind of disappear, and it means there's not a lot of pressure on, like, I don't know, like, here's your part that I've written, you have to learn that. It's kind of, you know, if you like this bit, come up with whatever you want and we'll work on it together.
Oh yeah, awesome. Tell us a little bit about the tracks, I guess. Like, what are Cheap Perfume and Angeline about, and how did they come to be?
Cheap Perfume was kind of the first song we wrote as a band, or at least, you know, like all came together and were like, this is our song rather than it just being one of mine. Yeah, it was kind of, we'd practiced like all the old songs and had a pretty good set going, but it like felt like we needed to have something of our own, and I kind of like wrote it the night before band practice and just sent through like a voice memo, and I've been doing that quite a bit, but you know, everyone had been busy and not really listening, but just somehow everyone listened to it the night before practice and just kind of knew it. So yeah, once I brought it to the band, it came together pretty quick. The initial song, I don't know, it's not the deepest kind of lyrically, I guess it's kind of just about like loving someone, kind of regardless of where they are or where you are. And I like the idea of cheap perfume. I thought it was an interesting thing to write about.
It's cool. No, I like it. And you guys recorded it, right? And Yes. I read that Cheap Perfume was done all in one take, which is impressive. That's true.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. Which is, like, crazy, because, yeah, I mean, I've recorded stuff, and it definitely does not take one take, which is, yeah. Oh, yeah. How was your recording experience for those tracks?
Yeah, I think with having, like, a full kind of live band, I kind of wanted to take that into the studio. Because I'm studying at Massey, we've got pretty good facilities, and I've been recording other bands and stuff there. So I thought it'd be really cool to just, like, have everyone in one or two rooms and we just all play together. And we kind of, it was one of those ones where, like, I showed up 2 hours early and had everything set up, so once everyone else showed up, we could just get into it and have a few takes, but it never kind of works out like that. So we started, like, an hour late, and then David, our piano player, had to go to work. So by the time everything worked and we had the right piano for the take that we wanted and the right guitar amp, we kind of, it was like, I'm going to be 5 minutes late for work, but let's just get one down. And that was the one.
Yeah. So, fair enough. And it just happens like that sometimes. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a very, very interesting sound, and something that, like, I feel like I haven't heard in a while. Mm. What are your musical influences?
I don't know. I think a lot of us kind of grew up on all the kind of classics, like classic rock and that sort of thing. But then I guess, like, the more adjacent, like, folk kind of alternative country that came out of that. Like, I know me and Jackson, like, a lot of that old kind of 70s country rock that came out of California and that sort of thing. And then kind of bands that were also influenced by that. So at the moment, I've been loving this, like, 90s old country band, Uncle Tupelo.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, like, Jeff Tweedy from Wilco's, his band before Wilco, when they're kind of our age, so it's cool to get into more of those influences than just the, I don't know, like, regular alternative rock stuff we kind of play more often.
Yeah, fair. Do you think Wellington as a city influences you guys and how you play or the music you make?
Yeah, I think definitely.
Yeah.
We're kind of a unique band in that, like, all of us play in other bands that are, like, I don't know. Yeah. Kind of in the same, like, alternative sphere, or, like, other bands just in the Wellington kind of scene, from, like, reggae and jazz to, like, real heavy guitar rock. I think by, like, pulling all of those influences into one band where we can kind of just be a lot more laid back, I mean, it definitely influences the way we go about music, because we all have seen each other play and we've played with each other, and it's kind of, I don't know, I guess a lot less intense than other bands.
I get that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. What are your favourite Welly bands? At the moment,
I'm a big fan of Felix Bird.
Yes.
Quite a lot. He's actually my flatmate.
So, that's true. I talked to him last week.
Yeah.
Nepotism at Radio 1. I'm going to go through your whole flat. Yeah.
I don't know. I was listening to him kind of when I moved to Wellington. So it's cool to have met him and
live with him.
Now kind of, getting a bit more of the behind the scenes into how he does his music. Otherwise, this new band, Homing. They only formed the end of last year, and they haven't got anything out just yet. But really, really good, kind of more songwriting focused, but still like a loud guitar band.
Cool. That sounds sick. Yeah. Awesome.
They're going to be really good.
Hopefully. Yeah, I can't wait to hear some stuff from that. You guys played have played a lot, actually, across Wellington and in lots of different venues. Do you have a favourite show that you've played or a favourite place to play?
Yeah, I think probably my favourite show. We it was like last Friday or the Friday before. It's been Mindy's. Their album come out, and they're doing a tour of the country. And the night of their Wellington show, the Sig Wilder was meant to open for them.
Oh yeah.
But they're like 30 minutes before soundcheck, one of their members got hit by a car or something.
Oh my gosh.
And they ended up in hospital, and they're fine.
Oh, they're fine. Okay, good.
They're all good. But yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh, sorry, like we can't play. Felix was actually—he was also opening for them. So, as he's on stage at their soundcheck, he calls me up and he's like, "Oh, what are you up to tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, I'll probably go to your gig." And he's like, "Would you like to play it?" So,
crazy.
We all kind of ran down the road and got to Meow on time. And yeah, like an hour after the phone call, we played to like 250 people, and it was just so good.
Yeah, that's so fun. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I really hope that person who got hit by the car is okay, though.
I think they're all good. But
yeah.
Super crazy.
Super crazy. I feel like I was going to ask if you had any other stories from gigs, but I feel like that's nothing really beats that now. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty wild. I guess, are you guys planning anything else for the rest of the year? Can we expect to see more from Middle Island soon?
Yeah. Probably not for a little while. We're working on an album at the moment.
Hell yeah.
We don't really have a timeline on it at the moment, but we're kind of chipping away. So there will be plenty of new music eventually.
Awesome. That's something to look forward to for sure. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about your release, Thomas. Cheap Perfume and Angeline are out now anywhere you listen to music, right? I've got Cheap Perfume queued up right now, so I think we'll just get into it. Sweet. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Thank you.
Hey, we're rolling.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.